Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, it's the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, hey, time for our Friday bonus. And this week we've got a guided meditation from TPH stalwart and favorite Oren J. Sofer. In this practice, Oren is going to teach you how to use mindfulness of your breath, your natural breath as it naturally occurs, as a way to create relaxation for yourself anytime and in any place. As a reminder, all of these meditations that we post here in the feed are available inside the 10% Happier app as well. Here we go now with Oren.
Hi there, this is Oren. Mindfulness of breathing has many benefits. In this meditation, we'll explore how to be naturally aware of your breathing in a way that helps relax the mind and body. This can be useful in and of itself, and can also be the starting point for developing a range of qualities like concentration, wisdom, and compassion. So let's get started. Find a comfortable posture, one that feels stable, balanced, and upright. You can let your eyes close or just look down at the ground in front of you, letting your gaze be soft and unfocused. If you like, you can take a few slow, deep breaths, breathing in deeply through your nose, breathing out through your mouth in a thin stream of air, long and slow. As we begin, set an intention to put down any thoughts of the past or future. For right now, all you have to do is be here and relax. The rest can wait. Feel your feet on the floor and the contact with the chair or cushion beneath you. Notice what it feels like there. Is it hard or soft? Can you sense pressure, weight, or heaviness? In your own time, begin to notice the rhythm of your breathing. What lets you know that you're breathing? Where do you feel it? As you breathe in, you might notice sensations of swelling, lifting, or expanding. As you breathe out, you may feel a sense of something loosening, releasing, or letting go. Let your awareness begin to synchronize with your breathing, paying a little more attention to that feeling of settling and relaxation on the out-breath. Explore this on your own for a bit, tuning in to the rhythmic sensations of breathing. How we pay attention to the breath is very important. If we relate to it with a sense of pressure, intensity, or force, the breath carries those qualities into the body, which begins to feel tight. If we approach the breath with a sense of spaciousness, with a light and easy attention, it carries those qualities into the body, which begins to feel light, open, or spacious. Breathing in, receiving, being nourished. Breathing out, relaxing, letting go. as the meditation comes to a close, you can bring your attention back to those simple, steady sensations of contact. Your feet on the floor, your bottom on the chair or cushion. You can allow your eyes to open if they've been closed. Nice work. Thanks for your practice. See you next time.
Thank you, Oren. We hope you enjoyed this meditation. If you're thinking, you know, I could have kept going there for another 5 or 10 minutes, I encourage you to check out the 10% Happier app, where you'll find this very same meditation in different lengths. The cost of your subscription directly supports our many amazing teachers and allows them to dedicate their lives to teaching the life-changing skill of mindfulness. As an added incentive, we've got a special discount for anyone new to the app. To claim your discount, visit 10%.com/bonus. That's 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/bonus. If you're an existing subscriber, thank you. We'll see you back here on Monday for a fresh episode with the fascinating, and I mean fascinating, Dr. Lisa Feldman Barrett. She's an emotions researcher. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.